The Police Service of Northern Ireland today accused Irish Republican Army dissidents of shooting two men in the legs in the town of Derry. Both men underwent surgery for point-blank gunshot wounds today and were in stable condition. Local clergy and Derry's former mayor accused IRA dissidents of trying to fill a power vacuum left behind by the demilitarisation of the official IRA. For decades, the paramilitary organisation crippled common criminals in so-called punishment attacks. Part of the Northern Irish peace process was the establishment of a new police force in the region. Belfast-based policy analyst Robin Wilson told Charles Collins that despite the recent violence, this reform has been a success.
In many respects, the reform of the police, which was a mainly Protestant-dominated force and is now more representative of the community in religious and indeed in gender terms, and more committed to community policing, that's been a big success. And part of what these so-called dissident Republican groups, part of what their agenda is really to try and say, no, 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 the police are just like they always were. The IRA's political wing, Sinn Féin, did endorse the reformed police service, and these fringe paramilitary groups are trying to embarrass Sinn Féin and the old IRA.
Is there a larger significance to these shootings?
This is quite dispiriting because it is the case that a lot of hope was invested by the British and Irish governments in getting the political institutions in Northern Ireland restored in 2007 after they had been not functioning for 4.5 years. And they obviously hoped that that would draw a line under any further violence. But as it happens, the continuing jockeying for sectarian power between the two main parties on either side has actually tended, if anything, to create more of a climate of uncertainty and insecurity. And in that climate, these paramilitary groups have actually been doing quite well and been recruiting a significant niche of support. And there's no reason to think this is going to come to an end anytime soon.